Hello, Main Menu listeners. My name is Earl Zwicker. This is my first appearance on Main Menu, and today I'm going to be talking about a new program called iVocalize. It really is cutting edge, completely accessible, and I'm going to tell you more about what it is, how it works, and what you can do with it. Now, it was covered very well by Jonathan Mosen on the March 19th edition of Main Menu. He did a very thorough review with George Byes, who's involved in the development of iVocalize, Kathy Ann Murtha, who is also involved, and she worked on a lot of the documentation and a lot of the audio help that's available for iVocalize, and Brian Vergato, who is the programmer behind iVocalize. And they discussed pretty much every aspect of the iVocalize software, how it works, how you use it, and what you can do with it. So what I'm going to attempt to do today is discuss the server aspect of it, because a lot of people are purchasing their own servers. These are popping up all over the place, believe me. I know many people who have already purchased one. So hopefully with this review, if you decide to purchase one, this review will help you get it up and running smoothly and show you how to work it with no problems at all. There is a lot of help already available on the net for getting your server up and running and working properly. And I'm not trying to duplicate any of that, but I'm hoping that this will supplement what's already out there. And I will also, at the end of this review, be giving you some websites to different information. I'll be telling you where you can get some JFW scripts for iVocalize, some WindowEye set files, as well as the msaa.ini file, which WindowEye users need in order to get the full functionality of the iVocalize embedded browser. So WindowEye users, pay attention to the end of this review, because if you don't already have the new msaa.ini file, you will need it in order to take full advantage of the iVocalize embedded browser. And I highly recommend getting it, because the embedded browser is really a big part of what iVocalize is and what it can do for you. So let me start off by giving you a brief summary of what iVocalize is and what it does. iVocalize is a new and completely accessible program for voice, text chat, and for browsing the web, all in one client. And of course, you can rent rooms, you can buy servers, and run your own server, run your own room, and you have all that flexibility there as well. But before we get into all that, the iVocalize client itself, as I mentioned, is accessible right out of the box. It is full of hotkeys. There's a hotkey probably for every function in the program. If you don't like hotkeys, no problem, there's menus. You can get to any function through a menu as well. To get to the various windows on the screen, you can also tab around, or you can get to them through the Windows menu or via a hotkey. It's all up to you. And they've included all that flexibility into one program. So whatever is easiest for you, whatever you find to be convenient, no problem. The options are there. For me, I like the hotkeys. I like to be able to type a message in the text window, hit enter, send the message, hit Alt Y, go over to the chat display window, and read the messages. That's my personal preference. But you may like to use the menus, or you may like to tab around to the different windows. All that functionality is in this program. They have made this program accessible to everybody. Whatever your needs are, whatever your preferences are, it will accommodate you, and that's one of the main things I like about this program. I think the thing that really sold me on iVocalize is the embedded browser. I love the possibility of being in a chat room, browsing the web, and still giving the chat client commands. Now, I first started using iVocalize on AudioTips as a moderator, and I was using the client, and the great thing is I was able to browse web pages and issue commands to the client. So I could be browsing the ACB radio webpage and hit Alt-L to lock my control key so that I can talk. And then I can also hit Alt-L to unlock my control key and still be browsing that same webpage. So you really can multitask with iVocalize. It's great to be surfing the web and chatting at the same time. And iVocalize makes that possible and simple to do at the same time, which is great. Another great thing about iVocalize is you can send web pages to people. You can have them surfing the web with you. If you're just a regular user, you can send a web page to an individual user by selecting their name, and then you can choose the send web page to selected user option. Or you can right-click on their name and go through the context menu and do it that way. So many different choices available to you. If you're a moderator, you can send a web page to an entire room, or you can activate synchronized web browsing, which means any web page you go to, everybody in the room will go to, as long as they're not a moderator and they don't have their synchronized web browsing enabled. So there's a lot of functionality there, and there's so much you can do with it. This program is only limited by your imagination. And there's so much more it can do. But as I stated, Jonathan did a great review, and I'm not going to touch on everything in the client. I'll now move on to the server aspect of it. Now, with iVocalize, servers are popping up all over the place. Many people are purchasing their own. And they are very affordable, very easy to maintain, and very easy to set up. But I'm going to go through with you and show you how to set one up and how to configure it and how to maintain it right now. When you first purchase your server, you will be sent a link to download your server via email. The link will say something like download server here. You click on that link, and before I go any further, let me mention that you must have Internet Explorer 6 to run an iVocalize server. You will see all the system requirements on the purchase page when you purchase your server, but very important that you have Internet Explorer 6 and Windows 98 or higher. A friend of mine found out that they needed Internet Explorer 6 the hard way, but we finally got that person up and running, luckily. So when this dialog comes up after you click on the link, you will say yes, because it's a security dialog warning you that you're installing, do you want to install the new software? And you'll click yes. The iVocalize client will install pretty much instantaneously. And you'll hear it say something like connections zero. This means that your server is open and active and that it's up and running. It'll say connection zero and there'll be a shutdown button. In a separate window, your iVocalize server manager should open. If you alt-tab around, you should see a window that says iVocalize server manager. If that window doesn't open automatically, it did for me, but I've had others tell me that for them it didn't. So what you would do is you would go into Windows Explorer or my computer, go down to your hard drive, find your new iVocalize server folder, and find the file called ifservermanager.htm, and you'll hit enter on that, and that will open the manager. I highly recommend putting shortcuts on your desktop to this ifserver.exe file and to the ifservermanager.htm file. That way you won't have to go into the folder every time you want to run your server or run your server manager. At least that's what I did. I found it easier to do it that way. Maybe I'm just lazy. I don't know. So what I'll do now is I'll go to my desktop. I'll start JAWS. I'm running JAWS 4.51. And my server is already running. And you need your server to be running anytime you configure it or configure rooms and users. And anything you do, you'll need to have your server running for any of the options in the server manager to work. So I'm going to my desktop with left Windows M. I'm bringing up JAWS now.
JAWS for Windows is ready.
That's fine. And I'm going to Alt-Tab because my server is already running. And we'll see if anybody's connected to it.
Alt-Tab, iVocalize server, iVocalize server dialog, connections zero, shutdown button.
Okay, so connections zero, and I'm on the shutdown button. And that's fine, so I know my server's running, and that's all well and good. We'll go back to the desktop, and we'll hit we'll bring up Manager now.
Windows M, Desktop, Folder View, AA, Manager.
So I'm hitting Enter on my Manager icon that I had to create.
Enter. iVocalize Server Manager Microsoft Internet Explorer. iVocalize.
Okay. Now I'm going to make sure this window is maximized. It probably already is, but...
Alt space, Restore X.
All right, it is maximized.
iVocalize Server Manager.
Now I'm in the iVocalize Server Manager. And this is where you'll go when you first start out. After downloading your server, you will receive an email that will contain your URL to your room. But don't worry about that yet. I would set up your server first. And anytime you want to bring up your room, your server has to be running for at least 15 to 20 seconds before you can enter your room. This is so that it can register your IP and basically set up the connection to your room. And that takes about 15 to 20 seconds, which by the time you get into Internet Explorer and enter your URL or get it from your favorites or, you know, however you've got it set up, you'll probably take about 15 to 20 seconds to activate it and enter the information anyway. So now I'm in the Server Manager, and this is set up as a web page. The first thing you'll want to do when you get your Server Manager and you get your server is you'll want to configure your server. To do this, you will just skip the password field. At the very top, there's two fields. There's the server name, there is the password field, and there is... Then you will get to three radio buttons. The top one is Configure Rooms and Users. The middle one is Show Active Users, which is the default. That one's the one that's always checked when you come in here. And the bottom one is Configure Server. Now, I'm going to enter my password here because I have a password set up.
Tab, Server, Tab, Password, Edit. Enter, Forms Mode On, Edit, Hyphen Text.
And we'll enter the password here.
Star, 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 star.
So that's fine, and I'll tab.
Tab, Show Active Users Radio Button Checked to change the selection.
Now remember, I said that was checked by default, so I'm going to arrow down to Configure Server.
Configure Server Radio Button Checked to change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
Now I'll tab.
Tab, Edit, Type in Text.
Now it says Edit, Type in Text. For some reason, JAWS does not read me these fields. And it also doesn't read me the fields in the Room Configuration section or in the User Configuration section. I don't know why that is. And I don't know if I'm the only one who has this problem or not. I've asked other people, and they have the same problem, but then other people tell me they have it working perfectly. So I don't know. But I've used this form several times, so I know what it's asking me for. If you want to read the form, you'll have to get out of forms mode and use your arrow keys to read the form and then fill in the information as you go along. I'm not sure how WindowEyes handles this form because I haven't had a chance to try it yet. I was going to do it before this review, but I didn't have the opportunity, unfortunately. So, I'm in an edit field. It wants me to enter a password, the password that I'm going to use when I'm managing the server so that nobody else has access to my settings or to any information on the server. So, I'm going to delete what's in here now.
Land.
And I'm going to enter a new password in here.
Star, 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 star.
I'll tab again.
Tab, edit, type in text.
It says edit. It wants me to reconfirm the password in this field.
Home. Land.
And I'll...
Star, 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 star.
Do that right now. I tab again.
Tab, edit, type in text.
I'm in another edit field. What this field wants is a port number. The default port that iVocalize uses for voice chatting is 9000. And I recommend sticking with that port if you can. If not, you know, if you have a router or a firewall and you need to use a different port, this is where you would enter it. But for my purposes, 9000 works perfectly.
Home.
So land. I'm just deleting whatever's in that field. It probably said 9000. I'll enter 9000 again here.
9000.
I'll tab. And there will be an update server button.
Tab, update server button to activate, press spacebar.
Now when I press spacebar on this, it should say server updated, and there should be an OK button if everything works correctly, and I think it will.
space, Microsoft Internet Explorer dialog, server updated, okay button to activate, press space bar.
So I'm just going to press space bar and okay.
Space, update server button to activate, press space bar.
And that's all there is to your server configuration, setting up your server. You're just giving it a password and telling it what port to use. That's all you're doing. Now I will tab again and I will be on the restart server button. You need to restart your server because you've just configured it. So, you know, you'll want to restart it so that these changes take effect.
Tab, restart server button.
I'll press spacebar here.
Space, restart server button.
Now the server has been restarted. Sometimes it will say connection zero to let me know that, you know, it indeed has been restarted, but it didn't this time, so I'm going to assume it has restarted, and it should have because I did hit the button. I will go out of forms mode now.
PC, forms mode off.
And I will go back to the top of this web page. I will tab to the password field.
Tab, password, edit. Enter, forms mode on, edit, type in text. Selected. Blank.
Now I'm deleting the old password that was in there, and I'm entering the new password that I just set up.
Star.
I'm tabbing, and I will be on the list of radio buttons again, and configure server will still be selected because I didn't close the manager. I only restarted the server. So since the manager was still open, my last selection is still remembered.
Tab, configure server radio button checked to change the selection.
Okay, I'm going to arrow up to configure rooms and users, which is two up from here.
Show active users, configure rooms and users radio.
That's fine, we're on configure rooms and users now. I'll tab and we'll be on a refresh button that I'm going to hit the space bar on.
Tab, refresh button, space, refresh button to activate, press.
Now, what that's done is it's refreshed my list of rooms.
Tab, refresh list box, default 1 of 4.
It says default 1 of 4. I have an iVocalize Pro server, so I can create as many rooms as I want. If you have a light server, then this list box will just contain the room default, and that will be, you won't be able to make any selections in this list box, so you won't have to worry about anything in here. Now, I have a Pro server, so I'm going to show you how to set up a new room, and I'm going to point out what options would be available to you in the Lite server. So we're on default, and we'll just arrow
private, default, star.
Default, star. When you ever hear star after a room name, that means that the room has a star account, and we'll be discussing what a star account is in a moment. So I'm on default, so I'll tab, and JAWS will not read this properly either. But it's going to say edit, and it's going to say default.
Tab, edit, default, type in text.
Default is the room name. Now that's different from the room title. The room title appears in your title bar when someone enters the room. So if you were using JAWS and you hit insert T, the room title would be what appears. I can't think of the Windowize command off the top of my head. But the room name is different. The room name appears in the URL to your room. Now, when you first download your server and you get your room URL, you're going to get a big, long URL, and somewhere in the link, it will say, and room equals default. Default is the room name. Now, with the Pro server, you can create more than one room. So this is where you'd enter the room name, so that if you want to access another room. So let me put in a new room name here. Let me call it
home. Select LAN.
I just selected the word default, and I deleted that from the edit field. Now I'm going to type in test.
T-E-S-T.
So this room name is test. So in the URL, instead of putting and room equals default, if I wanted to get to this test room, I would put and room equals test, but I would leave all the other information in the URL as it is. Now we'll tab.
Tab, server, checkbox checked, a clear check.
It says server, checkbox checked. Now what this checkbox is room enabled. It's checked because we want the room to be enabled. If we wanted to disable the room temporarily so that nobody could get into it, we would uncheck this box. But we're going to leave it checked because we want the test room to be enabled. I'm going to tab again and I'll be on another checkbox.
Tab, server, checkbox checked.
It's also checked. This is for recording. If you leave this box enabled, anybody who enters the room will be able to record. If you disable this box, if you uncheck this box, only moderators will have access to the recording features. So it's just a matter of personal preference there. We hit tab again, and we're on an edit field that has a number in it.
Tab, edit, 10.
Now, in this case, the number is 10, because that's what I have the default room set up for. But let's, for testing purposes, make that number 15. We'll delete the 10.
Land.
And put 15 in here.
1. 5.
Now, if you have an iVocalize Lite server, you would not be able to change that number. That number is either going to be 5 or 10, and it's not going to be able to be changed. In the Lite server, you have no control over that number. When you purchase the server, it's either a 5 or 10, and that's what it stays at. But in the Pro server, you can change the number of people you want in your room. If you want it to be a private room for 2 people, you would put a 2 in there, and so on and so forth. We'll tab again, and we'll be in the room title field.
Tab, edit, Earl's room, type in text.
Now that says Earl's room. Now that's what would appear in the title bar when you enter this room, would be Earl's room. But we won't put that. We'll delete that.
Home. Land.
And we'll put test room.
T-E-S-T space.
R.
O-O-M.
Test room. That's fine. We'll tab again, and it's going to give us a URL, a web address.
Tab, edit, http://www.globaltic.cjb.net, hyphen text.
Now that's my home page. That is what will appear by default when anyone enters the room in the embedded browser, will be my globaltalk.cjb.net homepage. And I'm going to leave that the way it is. When you first get your server, it'll be iVocalize.com will be the default website, and that is, you know, the iVocalize website. So you can change that in the Lite and in the Pro server. You can change that in both versions of the server if you want to. I'll tab again, and I'll be given another URL. That is to the help page you want to come up when someone hits F1 or when they hit contents from the help menu in the client. I've left it at iVocalize.com/help, and I think that's a good idea because where better to get iVocalize help from than the iVocalize website?
Tab, edit, http://www.iVocalize.com/help/.
All right, so we'll leave that the way it is, and we'll hit tab.
Tab, new room button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm on a new room button. And that's here because I created a new room. This option would not be available to you in the Lite version. In the Lite version, you can only update a room because you can't change the room name. You can't change the number of people that can be in a room. So you would hit, if you had a Lite server, at this point, you would tab and you would have gotten the update room button. If I tab again, I'll get that button.
Tab, refresh button.
Oh, no, I won't, because this is a new room, so I won't get that button. I'm sorry about that.
Shift tab, new
room
button.
But in the iVocalize Lite server, if you tab from the help URL, you would get an update room button. And I'm on the new room button, so I'm going to hit spacebar on it now.
Space, help page, test.
All right, so we'll control to shut speech up there.
Shift tab, edit, HT tab, update room button to activate.
Now I have an update room button because I've created the new room, so if I was to make any changes now, that room would come up. If I hit my tab key again, I'm going to be on another refresh button.
Tab, delete room button.
I forgot about the delete room button, but I'm on the delete room button, which is only available in the iVocalize Pro server. In the Lite server, you don't have the delete button because you can't delete your single room. In the Pro server, you can delete rooms and you can add new rooms, so there is a delete button here. So if you tabbed in the iVocalize Lite server, you would be on another refresh button right now. I forgot about the delete button. I'm still not used to having this Pro server yet. So I'll hit tab again, and I'll be on the refresh button.
Tab, refresh button to activate, press
spacebar.
There we
go. I'm going to press spacebar on this. Even though there are no user lists to be refreshed because there's no users configured for this room yet, I'll just hit refresh anyway.
Space.
And I'll tab again, and I'll be on a list box that says 0 users.
Tab, refresh list box, 0 items. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Now, as I said, there are 0 items in test because there are no users configured for this room yet, and we're going to change that right now. We're going to configure the star account, and we'll configure a moderator account for Earl, which is me. because we're testing this room. So
tab, I'll edit, tab. Type in text.
It says edit, type in text. It wants me to put in someone's name here. All I'm going to do here is put an asterisk or star.
Star.
That's all I'm putting in this field. That means that anybody will be able to enter this room if they know the URL. They just enter the URL. The iVocalize credentials dialog will come up. They'll enter their name. They will leave the password field blank, tab to OK, hit space on OK, and they can enter this room. I'll tab again. I'll be on the password field.
Tab, edit, type in text.
It wants me to put in a user's password here. I can put a password on the iVocalize star account if I wanted to. And that would mean that anybody who enters the room could use any name they wanted to, but they would have to know the password that I've created for the star account. But I'm going to leave this field blank for demonstration purposes, and I'll tab again, and I will be on a checkbox.
Tab, server, checkbox not checked, subject.
And Jazz is saying, server, checkbox not checked. That's one thing I wish could be fixed, is that Jazz would read these fields correctly. Again, I don't know if that's just me having this problem or if others have. So if you have this problem, let me know. I'd be quite interested. Now, this checkbox is not checked. And we're going to... I think it said not checked. I hope it said not checked.
Server, checkbox not checked.
Right, so that's not checked. This is moderator enabled. This is currently not checked, and I don't want to check it because anybody can use this account. And that would mean if I check this box, anybody who went into the room would be a moderator, and I don't want that. So I'll tab again.
Tab, new user button to activate, press
spacebar. And this
space
is a new user account, so we'll push spacebar on new user. And of course, that option will be available in the Lite server and in the Pro server, because you can configure users in both servers.
Space, star.
So I've hit spacebar on that, and the new user star account has been created. I'll shift tab to the list box now.
Shift, 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 tab, edit, star, shift, tab, refresh list box, star, 1 of 1.
Star, 1 of 1. That shows us that there is one user in this account, or one user set up for this room, and that is the star account at the moment. Now we'll set up a moderator account under my name, Earl. So I'm going to tab once from the list box, and as you'll recall, I'll be in the name field.
Tab, edit, star.
There's a star in here because the star account is the one currently selected in the list box. I'll delete that.
Home. Selected. Blank.
Now I'll enter my name.
E-A-R-L-E.
Earl. I'll tab.
Tab. Edit. Type in text.
Since this is going to be a moderator account, I will put a password in here. You don't have to if you don't want to. You could have just the name, leave the password field blank, and check the box that says moderator. But I'm going to put a password in here because if someone's a moderator, I think it's a good idea to have a password anyway. So we'll put, for now, we'll just put main menu in here.
M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U.
And we'll tab.
Tab, server, checkbox not checked. We'll check, press spacebar.
We'll check this box to enable the moderator's menu.
Check, space.
We'll tab to the new user button.
Tab, new user button.
And press spacebar.
Space, no, Earl.
Now,
tab, update user, shift tab, server, checkbox tab, update user button.
Now that that's done, I can update my information if I want to change the password or change my name or take away my moderator status. If I tab again there, I think there's a delete user button.
Tab, delete user button to activate,
right.
Press spacebar.
Delete user. We don't want to do that. Now that's pretty much all there is to configuring users and rooms. It's that simple. Now, just to show you that that room has been created, I'm going to get out of Forms mode, first of all.
PC, Forms mode off. Virtual PC.
Right, that's fine. I'm going to go into Internet Explorer.
Windows M, Desktop. I, Internet Explorer, Enter.
And I'm going to enter the room. And the reason I'm entering the room here is
welcome
so that I can
welcome.
Show you the Show Active Users feature of the manager. Now, I'm in Internet Explorer, so I'm
Alt-D,
going into my address bar. I'm doing
www.alkaigcomunities.com/ivocalize=103&ROOM=.
Now, room equals, if you have a Lite server, chances are it's going to be default. If you have a Pro server, this is where the room name comes into play. And you'll recall in the room name field, we put test.
T-E-S-T.
because this is a test room. And that's what we would use to access the URL for this room.
And SECURE equals EARLE.
Now I'm going to hit enter on this.
Enter. I vocalize enter credentials dialog. Username.
Okay, username. Now, remember when I configured the user, I gave it the username Earl.
EARLE.
A tab, and the password was main menu.
Tab, password, edit, type and text, star.
Okay, I entered main menu here. I'm going to tab to the OK button.
Tab, OK button.
I'm going to push the space bar. If all goes well, we should hear some bells, and we should be in the room, if everything went as it should.
Space.
And we are.
Moderator dialog, one frame and no links, frame test web page, web.
Okay, we are in the, I'll move to the typing window.
Type here, edit, type and text.
That's fine, we're in the room, and I'm going to read the title bar.
Test room moderator.
Now it says test room because that's what we put in the room title field. And it says moderator because I'm a moderator. So that's fine, we're in the room. The configure users worked, and the configure room worked. I'm going to Alt-Tab back to the manager now, at this point.
Alt-Tab, I vocalize client install, Alt-Tab, untype, Alt-Tab, JAWS, Alt-Tab, I vocalize server manager.
Alright, I'm back in the manager. You can hear the control key beeping because I'm in the room and I'm using the control key, and that's the key you use to talk, so we're hearing that.
I vocalize server.
I'm back at the top of the screen, and I'm going to go to the password field.
Tab, server, tab, password, edit.
Hit enter on that.
Enter, forms mode on, edit, type it, up, select, blank.
I'm going to re-enter my password here.
Star.
Now this is the password I'm entering here is the password for the server manager that we created under the configure server options. I'm going to tab again and it's going to say configure rooms and users radio button checked.
Tab, configure rooms and users radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
All down arrow to show active users.
Show active users radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Right. I'll tab again, and we will be on the refresh button.
Tab, refresh button.
Which I'm going to hit space bar on right now.
Space.
I will now get out of forms mode.
PC, forms mode off.
And if all went as it should, I should have a table on my screen showing me all the active users on my server. Now, I could use the proper table reading commands, but I'm not going to because this is just a demo. I'll hit T to get to the table in JAWS, because remember, this is just a web page, so T should take me to the table.
Row 1, column 1, room.
All right, here we are. We're at the table. Row 1, column 1.
Table with room, user, address, delete.
Room, user, address, delete. So it's going to tell me the name of the room.
Test.
Test. The user should be Earl.
Land, Earl.
Under this, we should have my IP.
216.
We don't need to hear the whole thing. We will arrow down, and there should be a delete button there.
Delete button.
Right. Is there anyone else on the server? Just out of curiosity, let's see.
Table end.
No, that's it. Okay, fine.
Delete button.
If I was to hit enter on this delete button, it would drop me from the server immediately. Not only that, it would delete that account from the users list for this room. So it would drop me from the server as well as delete the account if we were to hit enter on that delete button. But we won't do that at the moment. But that's what would happen if we were to do that. So that's all there is to the server manager, are those three areas. Configure server, configure rooms and users, and show active users. It's as simple as that for the server. This is where you would go to do all your server maintenance. Configuring rooms and users is a breeze. I haven't seen anything this accessible. And I'm really excited about the future of iVocalize. It's only going to get better from here on in. They are constantly upgrading this, and we just never know what's around the corner with iVocalize. So I'm going to close the manager for the moment. We've done everything in here we can do. And just to get out of that window would be a good idea.
Alt F4, test room moderator dialog. Type here.
And now I'm in the test room. And
join the session.
I'm in the test room and I don't need that open any longer.
I vocalize client installer Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Alt F4. Alt Tab,
JAWS, Alt Tab, I vocalize server.
If I I'm in my iVocalize server window.
iVocalize server dialog, connection 0, shutdown button to
it
activate.
It says connection 0, and that's because I exited the room, and there's the shutdown button. I'm not going to shut it down.
Alt tab, untitled star total.
Now, that's pretty much all there is to the server manager. It's that simple to set up your room and server and get it going. That's very straightforward, as you can see. Now, I will give you some websites that I think you'll find quite useful. There is a website for JFW scripts for iVocalize. These scripts are currently under development. They're constantly being updated and worked on by Hal Pearson. He's done a great job with these. I've been testing them for a while now, and they
Untitled star total recall.
And they just keep getting better and better. And there's my JAWS acting up in the background. But these scripts just keep getting better and better. And Hal has done an excellent job with them so far, and I can see that they're just going to get better and better. But if you would like to try these scripts out, you can get them from http://www.sympatico.com/bob.pearson. Now that's a long URL, so I'll repeat it. www.sympatico.com/bob.pearson. When you get on to Hal's webpage, choose the information about JFW scripts link. And there will be a link to the README for the iVocalize scripts, and there will also be a link to download the scripts. And I'll add here that there will also be a link to download the sound pack. The sound pack is what you will need if you want to hear those nifty sounds that you heard when I went to the typing window and when I exited the program, and there's a sound when you turn the automatic message reading on or off, a little click that you hear. The scripts will function without it. It's just an extra feature so that if you want those audible cues, you can have them. So if you download the sound pack, that's what it's for. Now there are also Windowized set files for iVocalize. Jim Ruby, I believe, is the one who created these, and you can get them on his website at www.blindsea.com. www.blindsea.com. And you can choose the iVocalize neighborhood link on his site. And once you get into there, you will look for the Windowized set files link, and you can download them there. Now, there are also a couple of other sites I want to point out to you. Kathy Ann Murtha, who is very well known probably by most of you, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. On her website, she has a link to a presentation that was originally done on audio tips. It's a question and answer type thing. And before the question and answer, Kathy Ann gives a full and complete description of the iVocalize program and its features. That presentation will tell you anything you want to know about iVocalize and so much more. I recommend giving that a listen, especially if you're considering purchasing your own server or you just want to get to know the program better. Of course, the best way to get to know the program is play with it. But Kathy Ann's detailed presentation is very informative. If you want information about purchasing a server or renting rooms, you can go to www.talkingcommunities.com. That's www.talkingcommunities.com. Now, it's worth mentioning that if you hit enter on the support link on Talking Communities, there are several options available to you. You can join two lists. There's a server list and a client list. I'm on both of those lists. They haven't been very active from what I've seen yet anyway, but they're just getting off the ground, so I'm sure they'll become more active in the future. So if you have any questions about servers, you would join the server list. Any questions about the client, you can join the client list. Also from this page, you can access the iVocalize tour. It's in text or audio. and there's a tour for the client and a tour for the server, and they're both two separate tours. They're done by Kathy Ann Murtha. She wrote the text for them, and she does the audio for them. Again, very well done, Kathy Ann, on the tours. But in the tour of the client, in the iVocalize tour for the client, there is a link that says special note for WindowEyes users. If you click on that link, you will be taken to a web page, and there will be another link where you can download the msaa.ini file that I was talking about earlier. So again, you go to talkingcommunities.com, you go to the support link, enter on that, go to the iVocalize client tour, enter on that, go to the link that says special note for WindowEyes users, enter on that, and hit enter on the link to download the new msaa.ini file. And it's a self-extracting file, I believe. Now, this tour is also available on audio-tips.com, www.audio-tips.com, and you can link to the tour from there as well, and, of course, get that special note to WindowEyes users link there and click on it and get the msaa.ini file that way as well. I was going to get the direct URL for that link, and unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to do that before this review. So that's how you can get to that information, is via the iVocalize client tour. You can find the iVocalize or the msaa.ini file that way. I thought I saw it on iVocalize.com. You can check it out and see if it's on that website, but I'm not positive on that, so don't quote me on that. I know you can definitely get it by taking the tour. And you don't even have to go through the whole tour. You can just look for the special note to WindowEyes users link, click on that, hit enter on that, and then hit enter on the download MSAA link. But, like I said, it may be on the iVocalize.com website, too. I can't remember. That site is www.iVocalize, iVocalize.com. And they have a lot of information on that site as well. Now, on my site, I have direct links to the JFW scripts and to the WindowEyes step files. So you can also get them from my site. And I'm also going to talk to George Fies because I'd like to put a link to the iVocalize tour on my site as well. But I need to speak with George about that. But for now, you can get to the iVocalize JFW scripts and iVocalize WindowEyes set files from my site. And my site is www.globaltalk, all one word, GLOBAL talk, .cjb.net. That's www.globaltalk.cjb.net. And there are also links to several different rooms that I have set up for chatting. And the public ones, feel free to go into them if you wish. That's fine. And that's pretty much it. I hope that you enjoyed this review, and I hope I was able to provide you with some useful information. And if you have any further questions, you can use the email link on my site, or you can email me directly at ezwicker@kent.net. That's ezwicker@kent.net, ezwicker@kent.net. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, whatever you may want to email me, that would be the place to do it. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this review, and I look forward to doing more on Main Menu in the future. Bye for now, and take care.